This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
This is the people's war. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We've got to stop them! They're going to kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone or human being.
Time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart that you can't take part. You can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to win the game to the people who run it, to the people who own it. That unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio of freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you've got it.
Rest! You tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio!
These truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by the Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. The world is waking up, and this is the tipping point.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Scott McKay. I'm your host tonight on The Tipping Point here on Revolution Radio, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, raining a shitstorm down on all the scumbags of the world who have stolen humanity. Good news is humanity is now rising. First time, thousands of years, we are now on offense going after this criminal empire. If you have not been here on Revolution Radio, then let me tell you a little bit about who we are, what we do here. Revolution Radio, of course, is the network I chose to create this show on, The Tipping Point, and also the home of Patriot Street Fighter, where Patriot Street Fighter was given birth, is right here on this platform. They were there before Patriot Street Fighter was, and now it is a combined and coordinated effort of this worldwide warfare machine that now is teaching people in the world again how to fight for their sovereignty, fight for their freedom, fight for their God-given rights that the scumbag, criminal, political, ruling, elite, royal empire class thinks that they hold in terms of dominion over us. They never have, and we are no longer subjects or subjugated to their tyrannical, criminal, satanic moves that they've made with wordsmithing and lies and deceit and deception and war and murder and assassination teams. Those are the tools they have used against us, we the people. That is no longer. We, in fact, have gained the upper hand in this battle. And I can say this, now we know we are going to win. Bear with me one second. We had a little bit of a tech difficulty, and I'm just making sure our guests, now that it's working, and see where we are here. Okay, so Revolution Radio. It is the platform of many hosts, many great shows, channels on many things, from the political to the current to esoteric to the ascension side of all of life and humanity. And if you'd like to support all those hosts here, especially me, I recommend you donate to this platform itself. Just so you know, this is a labor of love for me. This is a passion. I have been broadcasting for over 3 years, Revolution Radio, at my own free will. I don't ask anything from the network except leave me alone to carry my message. Give me a platform, a global reach platform whereby I can do that. And everything I do here is free. My information is free. And most of you know, from the Patriot Street Fighter side, all of my information is free. It's free to steal. It's free to parrot. It is free to impersonate. Although you guys are scumbags and shitheads that do such things, because I prefer integrity and honor. But as long as you're grabbing my information, finding a way to monetize it, even through YouTube, which I can never do, and utilizing my information for your personal financial gain or otherwise, just spread the information around the world, because in my universe, information is free. Certainly mine, the decades-long track that I've been on to gather it and easily disseminate it. So we rely on people like you. You're the greatest validation tool that there is in the public space, and that is, of course, it's a private space. I'm not being paid by some public institution, but it exists and it's doable because of the fine people behind the curtain here at Revolution Radio. And you can donate by clicking on the button upper left hand center, I should say, center left at the top of the website, revolution.radio, followed by freedomslips.com. Some of the folks been around longer than I do have been. They know this program to be on freedomslips.com or revolution.radio. You can click the donate button there at the top and, of course, donate as little or as much as you like. Much is always better, as you know. Because this is information warfare, and it is a battle, and they have had dominion over us in many ways. So it takes money to wage war against these people. And also, you can donate on a monthly basis if you like. You'll see right dead center, there's an orange oval. You can become a patron of this show. Click that, develop or set up a free Patreon account. Many of us have them out there for various things. Costs nothing. Then you can set up a monthly donation if you like. If you'd like to do it the way that the general did when he was still with us, my pop would write out a check for Revolution Radio, put in a memo, his favorite show host. I suspect it might have been me. Not certain, but I suspect. Just to let the radio show producers or the network managers know who you're supporting. And if you take the time on Revolution Radio, scroll down the page and look at Studio A and Studio B and look at the amazing cast of broadcasters and the wide variety of subjects that you can listen to people on here in this platform. So if you'd like to do it old school, you can write a check out to Revolution Radio and send that out to Terry Ackerman. You'll notice near the bottom of the page when you scroll down is her address, one of the producers up there in Ohio. Shoot it off to her. And there's also a way that you can donate through Bitcoin and other modalities that I have not done myself. I myself donate to Revolution Radio because it's a critical junction for information to be disseminated against this criminal power structure. Pardon me a second. As you know, we run our operation how we choose, and I'm wiping something off my Patriot Street Fighter metal decanter that accompanies me at every single show. Unfortunately, I do not have my Trump 1 mug. Yes, the one that has a corner broken off of it. Fortunately for me, It happened on the other side of where I drink from. And one night, Goldilocks was going to throw it in the trash. Did I throw this away? I said, are you out of your forking mind? You kidding me? That mug is going into the Patriot Street Fighter Museum. It's going to make the Hall of Fame shelf because it was with us from the beginning, spreading the message. Trump won 2020, as we all know. So let's get down to brass tacks here. Had a great event this past weekend. Pastor Dave Scarlett, 180-acre ranch, Mount Pleasant, Texas, East Texas. A spectacular property, a spectacular group of people, hundreds and hundreds of people, an unbelievable outdoor venue. It's amazing how the clouds part when Moses shows up moving in here from Ohio to Texas. I mean, Pastor Dave Scarlett. So, on his level, he's a modern-day Moses leading his flock into the wilderness and out to get into a better place with which to conduct his operation. Many things are happening in the world in terms of this epic battle. We are fighting it from different on different sides. Of course, we are fighting it from different firing positions. Pastor Dave Scarlett bringing people to the message of Christ. There's some baptisms at every pay Clay Clark General Flynn event, and also has a ministry on his Glory TV. I think it's hisglory.tv. We've been on there several times. He's been here, but put on the revival tour. This was their opening event. It was quite amazing. A little bit of a, what should I say, a debacle getting out of there on Saturday night. I was pulling out. He's got about a quarter of a mile or more long paved driveway. I mean, who has a quarter of a mile long paved driveway? Like, holy Mary, Mother of God. Takes some deep pockets to do that. But so we parked Cinderella way back the road, open fields on each side, broken areas where the trees were cleared out at some point in the past in this ranch. So there were some major tents set up. There was a band there, of course, a number of people. Do you know Derek Johnson was there performing and speaking to the crowd? Got a chance to meet my new buddy, Siggy Flicker, and her group. Michelle, and goodness gracious, I just put everybody's phone numbers in my phone today from their business cards. It's hard to remember all the folks that I actually speak with. However, Siggy was in town. She is leading the charge, and Michelle are leading the charge with Jexit. Siggy is the, I think she's the kind of the messenger, the face and voice. But these amazing ladies have taken this on to such a degree that they are coming. I think it's Michelle Terrace. These people are coming to the fight to bring the Jewish people out of their wilderness, the Democratic Party. It's quite a move to make because, and how that is in that side, in the side of these, the criminals have gotten a strong hold on the Jewish people. I never figured out why they're Democrats, because the Democrats have always treated Israel like shit, and that's certainly where their heart lies. But interestingly enough, I mean, you know, a land like Israel, the sad thing is, as I've said many times, it is the Bolshevik outpost of the Khazarian mafia. The things that have gone on there against the people and against the world from Israel, most people get upset, say things like that, but I really could give a shit. Simple fact, it's information, it's the truth that needs to be uncovered. But they've set up operations right there. Most people know the Khazarians are not Jews. They're Judaics by choice of religion they chose to follow, so they could hide under that cover of darkness and inflict hell on earth, on humanity. But so we get out of there that night, had a great event. We're getting out, and Cinderella was kind of the casualty. We had her parked clear in the back, where there's a big sort of a oval loop parking lot, hard ground. So we decided to move out of there Saturday night in case it rained, because I have to get off the driveway into some grass to get, can't get underneath trees. And so we took off, and it's dark coming out onto the road where we're, sounds like somebody, thanks Steve Bush. Steve Bush just reached out to me and said that, we are a little choppy over here tonight. Sorry, my folks, I am broadcasting live from Cinderella. Hey, Steve, I made one change here. Don't hesitate to send me another text. let me know if this kind of cleans it up at all. Hopefully our Starlink operation is you know, working okay. I know with some of the cloud cover we've had, I just discovered it's not completely efficient or effective in stormy conditions or stormy situations. But having said that, Cinderella's coming out of that off that long, long driveway, has to make a left-hand turn on a country road, and of course it's dark, and I'm focused on not going into the ditch on the other side. Those buses, you just walk them forward to where you want them to turn, and the wheels on the front turn nearly sideways, so you just watch the bus move sideways virtually, and that gets you around corners. Well, that didn't really work very well getting out of there, because as I turned left and I'm moving the bus on the opposite side of the road up the road, Cinderella's coming out of the driveway and, of course, turning. The rear wheels are turning. And instead of coming off the driveway or following the driveway, they actually turned left before the driveway ended. And there's about a three-foot culvert that goes down over into a ditch that I did not see. So she missed the culvert. She turned before the culvert. Back wheels are going down into what was kind of like a sort of a ditch. It's all grass and, you know, probably mowed at some point. And Cinderella got stuck. She was actually the right front wheel was in the air. Her left rear tires were down in the culvert in the ditch. Right rear wheels, left rear in the ditch, right rear on the ground. Front left was also on the ground, but the front right was up in the air. It was a precarious situation, and, you know, trying to get down into that culvert with any type of equipment to try to get that lifted up out of there or whatever, like, we're in trouble. To get this thing out of there, they're going to have to do about $30,000 or $40,000 in damage. So they send out one of those $750,000 tractor trailer wreckers with freaking lights everywhere, massive booms, cables, all kinds of stuff. Talk about high tech equipment. And they came up and, like, let's see what they can do. They tried to lift the ass end up by the trailer hitch, thinking they could lift it up in the air, set it in the road, but it's heavy on the left side because the pop-outs are there on that side and the generator. And, like, yep, she's going to tip right over onto her side. So they found a way to get hold of her in the front underneath, and there are hooks there that are rarely on these Prevos, on these coaches, but for some reason Cinderella's got them, and they just hooked up some cables to both of them. And got in front of her and then just winched her out remotely, very slowly, got her out of the road. But I'll tell you, I was sweating out and out. I never was so happy to spend $800 uselessly in my life to get that thing out of that ditch without any damage. But very, very good event. The next time I'll be speaking won't be until May 12th and 13th, actually on the 13th. At the Clay Clark and General Flynn Reawaken America Tour event in Trump Doral coming up. Get tickets at ThriveTimeShow.com. If there are any left, I know they sell out. Trump Doral is where the event is being held, so I don't know if there's any rooms left, but if you'd like to come out to see that, I think it's a great investment. I was scheduled to speak at the rodeo event. We were going to run a Patriot Street Fighter operation side-by-side event up there in Bowie, Texas, on the 29th, but I've had to pull out of that event. The logistics and a number of other things just don't align with my schedule and everything that's going on. So those of you who did buy tickets, we'll make sure that you have entrance into the event. I'll forward those things on. You still get your kind of special gift. Not sure if I'd call it a gift, but you're going to get it anyways for actually wanting to come to the event. I still recommend you go to that event. You know, you're going to see a number of great speakers there. I know Charlie Ward's going to be there. I'd tell him I wasn't going to be there. And also, I would say that Charlie's going to be there. Juan O'Savin's going to be there. Espionon's going to be there. Spoke to him today. He's making a pretty heavy move with Operation Tomahawk, getting active. He's coming out into the open now to fight the battle with that big brain of his. So, as a number of other speakers, forgive me of those who are on that speaking schedule, but it'll be a great event outside in that rodeo environment. I think you guys are going to love it. Just understand that, unfortunately, I had to pull that off my website. I expect the other guys pulled any advertisements that I was going to be there. But I will certainly, as I said before, run a Patriot Street Fighter event here in the Texas area. for the DFW area, for the Texas people. They've been, you guys have been complaining forever. I'm traveling the country, but I never do something at home. And the last piece of information is Terra Quantum Recharge is in the final stages of construction. The Bioscaler system with Dr. Sandra Rose Michaels' EE system. We're building the Taj Mahal of Scalar Technology systems here in the Dallas area in Colleyville. I'm looking at our opening date could likely be May. It'd be sooner, but you can't even get a certificate of occupancy until you have the sign on the building. The sign's like 27 feet long, 5 feet high. And it astonishes me, anything that the roadblocks that these bureaucrats put up, you can't get a certificate of occupancy until there's a sign on the building. Like, wow. And so that's how it goes, folks. Otherwise, we'd likely be ready. And, you know, we're going to be showcasing that likely with some drone footage. It's a big place, 6,100 square feet, 30-foot ceilings. It's, you know, being made to create an energy environment that is very amazing before you even step into the scalar area. So, again, that is underway. The conveyor belt of miracles of information that keeps coming in daily around the country and the world from these systems and the centers have been set up are nothing short of astonishing. So I'm very excited about a number of things for that. I mentioned, folks, that we would have the Patriot Street Fighter book coming out in a couple months. Hoping to have it ready by the Reawaken event in mid-May. I'm kind of thinking it might be tough because I'm doing some rewrites on it right now. I'm so anal and a bit of a perfectionist because the general did this to me. I'm not sure it'll be ready for that event, but the exciting thing about it, General Flynn's going to work with me on that exposure because we are going to use some proceeds to help fund, subsidize some of the treatment for those soldiers, military veterans who are suffering PTSD. We have autistic kids next door who are also working at the marketplace market beside us. Going to offer them the time to come in for free once a month for the afternoon, hang out. Amazing things can happen with that. So a lot of good things coming our way. Got some great guests. I better get into it now. I realize how far we are into this. I want to bring in a great guest. She is leading the nation in the charge to get people to fight back, to opt out of the system. Many of you heard me talk about Russell J. Gold for the last couple of years. It's the same type of process in terms of the end result, similar results. I have gone through that process, claim for the life to opt out of the global Vatican system of criminal corrupt control. And this movement's been going forward in the United States, the American State National Movement. So going to let you listen to her about what's happening here. Amazing. Let's see. Do we have Ann Vandersteel in the waiting room? Let's get her in here and fire away. There she is, the former host of the Steel Truth, who is now doing, I don't even know, she's on the road more than I am. I don't know where she is anymore. What's going on? So let me see if we got, I can't hear over there. Hold on one second, Miss Ann. I'm trying to see why we can't hear you. Let me see if it's on my end. I don't think it is, but we got to make sure we can hear you. How about now? Not having it. Jess, you have anything over there for why we can't hear Ann? Give me a shout, a hello, a boo, or something, Ann, over there. Let me see if we can get some volume. Yes, boom, we got you. There she is.
You got me now?
Gotcha. Awesome. Live. All right. Let's
let's just
come right out and say it. This is one of the hottest battlefield soldiers on the whole freaking battle. Imagine having this coming at you. Oh, she ain't gotta be nothing. Wham! Wham! Oh no. And you've been doing it.
That's right.
You've been kicking ass.
Where?
You've been kicking ass for years, but
well, you know, that we have to kick ass and take names every now and then. That's what we do. I've been doing this 8 years, and you know, I got the scars to prove it. And I've got all the articles from the Daily Beast, Right Wing Watch, CNN, Washington Post, New York Times, American Defense League. I just found something on ABL, as a matter of fact. They've all come at me and called me every name in the book. You know what? Still here. Still here.
Isn't it amazing?
I guess they're doing something right.
Amazing. I tell you what, when it all comes down, the coolest thing is at the TSA headquarters, they're going to have a statue of you right in the front, like Thomas Jefferson up on there, and it's going to say on there, go fork yourself, amen, you scumbags, I'm getting on this flight, Ann Vandersteel.
That's exactly right. Thank you. You know what is funny about that is they could probably do a pretty anatomically correct statue of me, considering how many times I've had to get to second base with the TSA in the last 18 months. But you know what, Scott? It all stopped exactly 180 days from when I got my U.S. passport acknowledging me as a political status that the Department of State acknowledges is a real thing as a state national. Once they corrected my status and took me out of the U.S. citizenship and I'm a state national, it took them their whole sweet 180 days. They had 180 days to legally comply and make sure all their computers recognized that political class status change. Once they did, I was done. But they had to give me the big bird on the way out. They pulled me off the plane. When I was flying to Pennsylvania in November, they ripped me off a flight, and I made sure to tell the entire plane why they were doing it. And then I went live, and the rest is history. They
Good for
gave
you.
Me another ticket, and this time I was done with the whole nonsense. So, you know, it's a real thing.
Holy shit.
And I tested it. I flew to the Bahamas last weekend and came back and through customs, and there's no issue. I have a passport that says I'm a state national, and it was fully accepted in U.S. Customs and Immigration. So take that.
You know, it's unbelievable. Is actually my business partner. Same thing, same process, right? And he knows David pretty well. So he ends up going into, he calls up his title company. He wants to get a copy of his mortgage, I think it's a mortgage contract from the title company.
Yeah.
And they're talking to him over the phone, trying to get him to understand it's really not necessary. He has it. So then he goes down there. And he gets the same employee, and shortly thereafter, the employee says, hold on a second, they couldn't talk him out of it, goes back, brings out the supervisor. And then the supervisor comes out and tries the same bullshit. And finally, he said, look, you're required by law. It's a contract. Both parties have to have a copy of the contract. So they finally went back and brought it out. And of course, I believe, as it goes, if I remember right, you told me this last week, so he looks at it, and he can clearly see the other side, the bank never signed it. Why? Because they'd be perpetuating fraud if they did, right? So what he did,
right,
he took in there where it had the mortgage total, he wrote in zeros and handed it back to him, and that was the end of it. Done. Never made a payment since then because they already took the mortgage money out of a Susta KV trust, paid it off in full. And it's like the wordsmithing, the bullshit. They don't send you for anything in business. If you want me to pay you, I need what? If you want paid, give me what? What do you tell people to give you
to pay them?
If I owe you money, I'll say, great, send me an invoice.
An IOU, send me the
money. An invoice.
Yeah.
No, in business, I have to have invoices. I pay nobody anything, right? If you want paid, send me an invoice.
Okay.
Right? What do they send you in the mail? Statements. Right? They send you statements. Right. Do you pay statements? No, you pay invoices. It's all wordsmithing.
You pay invoices.
Exactly. But then, of course, then they take...
You know what? You're 100% right. They send you a statement. Your mortgage statement, and they send you a coupon, and you go, oh, I have a coupon, so I'm supposed to mail it in with my payment.
Exactly.
But here's something interesting, Scott. So we know that the FedNow is coming, the FedNow bucks, and then it's going to roll into CBDC. Those are terms of service changes in how you are negotiating using money, a debt instrument, right? So right now we have Federal Reserve, and most people just have their mortgage auto-drafted. Very few people pay with checks anymore, God, let alone cash or even real money, gold and silver. So if you stop your auto-draft on your mortgage before they change to the FedNow or the CBDC, and you go in and you say, I'm paying my mortgage with with Federal Reserve starting to pay cash, the minute they try to, you know, convert this, you know, and to change your contract, that's a fraud because you were contracted under Federal Reserve notes. So if they try to do a term of service change to CBDC or FedNow bucks and you don't protest it, you've opted into that system. So you have to continue to try and pay it or do what your friend did. Show me the wedding signature on the other side of this contract that says the bank signed off on this mortgage.
Yep.
And you're right. I bet you they can't.
They can't
produce it. Because it was already paid off by your Susta KV trust. That's exactly right.
They'll produce it, but their signature's not on it. And he said in their mind it is like, why would you pay? They're taking your money. Well, they can say, well, it's a service fee for whatever. They had the whole car loans, everything you've ever gotten. They've paid it out of your Susta KV trust, all of it. They're hitting you twice, if not three times. It's a criminal rape machine. This is how they've destroyed us. It's a criminal rape machine, financial rape machine.
Is a criminal.
It's a rape machine. It is.
Human trafficking, money laundering, weapons trafficking, rape machine. All of it. All of the above.
Yeah, the whole thing. And
And this is why, Scott, because people like me, people like you are out there, they call us sovereign citizens, and they have the FBI put us on domestic, you know, extremist watch lists. Well, the problem with these morons when they say that is there's no such thing as a sovereign citizen. You're either sovereign and free, king of your domain, or you're a citizen, and a city then is a municipal servant. You can't be free and be a municipal servant. And what they did by making us all U.S. citizens is they made us all slaves, debt slaves, to the corporation, because they incorporated right after they made us U.S. citizens. And that's what people don't understand. 1868 was the biggest heist on the planet right here in the United States when they made us all U.S. citizens. Before we were Americans, we were electing our public servants. And then after the Civil War in 1868, they made us U.S. citizens and co-opted our freedom into becoming municipal servants and voting in our debt slave masters. It's just, again, wordsmithing. It's a crime. It's the crime of the century. It's amazing.
It's a crime.
They talk about fixing 2020, I say fix 1868.
Exactly. I mean, you know, by the time they, you know, of course, the Organic Act of 1871 comes ushering in, and then they move forward until basically the Rothschilds buy up all the notes all the bonds that they were put out there to raise money to run a government, comes around 1908, 9, and 10. All right, there's no money to pay these bonds. What do they get our criminal politicians do? Give them Federal Reserve, hand over the Treasury. This bullshit goes on till the end of the bankruptcy, 1944 Bretton Woods Act. Well, we're going to quit claim the U.S. corporation to the International Monetary Fund. So now we've been run by a foreign power all this time, right? Then, of course, in 99, at the end of the third and final bankruptcy, Russell J. Gold's preparing for two decades for this, walks in when there's an 18-day vacate period where the British Crown for the Postmaster General's office captures the Title IV flag. All the things that come after that completely nullified the Bush-Clinton crime machine from that day forward, and they knew it too. What did they continue to do? They just go right on and defying their own contract law as high as the Vatican, right? Clear to the Vatican. And they just keep on going, committing crimes, rapes, murders.
But how do you know how they get away with it? They get away with it with the media machine, because the media is telling everybody their corporate propaganda, what they want us to believe on the other side of this transaction. So, again, the language, the terminology, these confusing statutes and codes and ordinances and regulations, it confounds and confuses people. Who can remember numbers, dots, and all this crap? Nobody can remember that stuff.
Right.
So you're intimidated, and you're like, oh, where do I send my check? Where do I send my IRS form? By the way, that money is going to the World Bank. You know, get with the program. People know your history. They've lied about everything.
Yeah.
So,
well, it's now...
We've got to take it back, all of it.
We are taking it all back, and it's too late now, I mean, for them, because... When that movement was underway, there were like 5 million people. You informed me last week it's now 20 million. You've been one of the major voices in the country expanding the movement of that. And so they're now getting to a point where, you know, double that, there's nowhere to go. There's just nowhere to go. The system, their system will collapse. It has to collapse because, you know, obviously.
It is collapsing.
Yes. Yeah,
we're watching it in real time. I mean, what the BRICS are doing is just another nail in the coffin to the central bankers over here in Western Europe and Western America. You know, we're watching the systematic demise of the U.S. dollar. And frankly, it needs to go bye-bye.
Yes.
It needs to go back to constitutional sound money. I think we have, how many states do we have now, Scott, that are making the gold backs, the printed gold back? I have one in my wallet right here.
I don't know.
I think mine is from Nevada. I think there's like 11 states.
Okay.
I have to double check that with Bobby. Let me just show your audience in case they haven't seen this. This is a Nevada gold back.
Wow. Yeah, yeah. We can see it. Very cool.
That's actually $1, and it's got gold on it. It's covered in silicone. I think it's silicone. You could melt the silicone off and then melt this down, and it would be gold.
Wow.
It's one 1,000th troy ounce of 24 karat gold. Covered in, I think it's silicone or something like that, but these are really being printed right now, and it's worth about $8. Actually, it's probably worth more than that now because gold is on a tear these days, so that's a good thing.
Well, if it was owned by
my audience, get with the program.
If it was once owned by Ann Vandersteel, it's worth $250. You can probably sell it right now on eBay.
Should I auction it off?
Hell yeah, I'll have it before the show's over. So. So how do you see this?
Done.
How do you see this? Is it, are we going to have, if I understand correctly by law, each state's supposed to have their own currency. Is that true? And that was just something, an ancillary remark that came to me recently.
Tennessee's already doing it. They've already stood up. In fact, I reported it I think it was day before Friday I did this. What day is today, Scott? Monday?
Today's Monday.
Friday, I think I reported on Tennessee standing up its own gold and silver reserves. Texas is doing it. Nevada's doing it. They're doing it right now. They are doing it. They're getting ready. As evidence, this is a Nevada gold back right there.
Mm-hmm.
They are doing this right now because our FRN, the Federal Reserve Note, is a dead instrument. It's not even money. It's a dead instrument. And what people don't realize is they're using those green things called fake money to pay their mortgage, which is another debt. This whole thing is a complete fraud. I mean, it's just the hamster wheel we have been on for so long. It's mind-boggling when you stop back and you look at everything. I was on the phone with Michelle Swinnick for like 3 hours tonight talking about what's going on in Arizona. And while I love our fellow patriots in Arizona, I'm disappointed that they're not investigating the money laundering fraud that I've known has been going on since I did investigations into Fast and Furious stuff going back 2017 and 18, where people had real problems with Fast and Furious connected to Brian Terry and all this stuff, had gun stores stolen, guns that they had ended up in Benghazi because they were stolen by the government. But the money laundering was the same playbook. They've been doing this for so long, Scott. And Mike Gill out of New Hampshire, he's done a hell of a job. It ties into Israel, the Silicon Valley Bank, all this stuff. It's all fronts for money laundering. Every last bit of it is. And so this whole charade, it's like it's time for it to end. It's just got to end. We've got to get back to basics.
You know, we are. You know, I mean, we're winning this thing. Look, the two greatest weapons these clowns have had has been their veil of secrecy and money. Those are the greatest weapons. We've destroyed their veil of secrecy. The world now knows or learning, you know. As far as money, we're doing things to collapse. I never thought I'd be like hoping we got to collapse the U.S. dollar. What most people don't realize is this, is that when they all moved in this direction, I think it was by 1968, at the governor's convention in 68, the IMF representatives came to that convention, pulled some governors aside and said, look, you are conducting state business with a foreign currency. If your people find out what you're doing, they're going to kill you, right? The best move you can make is you need to form a corporation. The corporation of, you know, South Carolina, or corporation of PA, whatever it is. And by 1971, every one of these scumbag classes of people, governors, state reps, they all voted in to have corporations. And just like back in by 1914, I forget when, I think it was 1914, 1918 maybe, I forget, Woodrow Wilson's second election, might have been 14. His second election, by that election, when he was quote-unquote won a presidency, he wasn't seated inside the constitutional seat of the presidency. He was seated inside the U.S. corporation. And that's the way it is right today. All these representatives now in each state, they're not seated in the state government, because none of them, all the seats are vacated. They're seated inside their state's corporation. So every seat of governance constitutionally in this country are vacated and empty. That's why many people restoring republics like here in Texas and elsewhere, they are now setting up elections and they are running and now occupying these seats in each state. And when we get enough of those seated, then these entities, as we expose to the country who these entities and people are, they can now show this here is the crime syndicate, this corporate structure that uses statutory law to harass you, intimidate you, steal your shit. All these bullshit statutes, they're completely irrelevant. They're unlawful.
So you have God created man. Man created government. Man stands on the law of the land as defined by the U.S. Constitution. That's our law of the land, right? Remember God, Genesis, Bible 1:26, right? Law, land, air, water. God gave man dominion over the land, the air, the water. That's your law, L-A-W. So he created man. Man created government. Government created administrative law down here. Our law for man is up here. We stand on this. This is what the government has to operate in. When they incorporated us and made us U.S. citizens, they drug us into the statutory law, which is why man doesn't understand they were meant to be free up here. So we needed to correct our status, which is what I've done. And many people have done. 20-some million people have corrected their status and brought them back up to standing on the Constitution. You wonder why, like, Carrie Lake can't win in court? Well, she's fighting down here. She's not fighting with constitutionally. Yeah. She's fighting in the administrative realm.
Right.
They're never going to let her win.
No.
Look at what we've learned in the last 3 years. The complete psyop, the corporate construct, the public-private partnership of fascism between government and big corporations. They've merged where the corporations are now telling the government what to do. Mm-hmm. Again, it's down here, the administrative mandates and all the stuff. Kind of like you work for a big company and they say, wear your yellow tie on Tuesday. Well, if you don't want to lose your job, you're going to wear the yellow tie on Tuesday because you work for the corporation. As man has been now led to believe, as a U.S. citizen, you get all these perks. Your rights come from God. You're getting privileges that are being funded by you, the taxpayer, the municipal servant, to fund your right to vote. But it's not standing on the law of the Constitution. That's the privilege of the government's extending vis-a-vis the 14th Amendment. You were doing that before the 14th Amendment. You were electing your public servant based on your constitutional defined rights. So this is where we have lost our way. And, you know, for nothing else, Carrie Lake, God bless her, but she is sitting on a golden opportunity right now, Scott, to do exactly what you said.
Yep.
She has the people behind her in Arizona. Mm-hmm. She easily could say, guess what, folks? I'm the governor. Katie Hobbs, you're a de facto fake fraud over there with your all-cap state of Arizona job. You're a corporate slob employee, and you're stealing from all of us. You're killing us with your lies and your business with the cartel. I'm going to stand over here as the real du jour governor. She could do it tomorrow. But
yep.
She continues to be mired in this leap. Jargon, and it's not going anywhere except the attorneys are making a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And the people are getting pissed off and going, we're never going to win. We're going to get this feeling of hopelessness. No, we can actually stand. And that's what we need to do. And like you just said, all these vacated du jour seats of government need to be repopulated to repopulate the republic. And that's what we're working on right now.
Right, folks, that's what has to be done. Look at this is what people need to hear. They need to know this stuff, and most people don't. When you said Katie Hobbs, that corporate, and you were like, just say it. And I thought you were going to say that corporate slut. And I'm like, oh, she said slob. I'm like, that would be funny. That would be really funny. That corporate slut. Which she is.
Well, you know
what guarantee she is.
That woman is kind of gnarly. I really don't want to know about her sex habits, but hey,
maybe. I'll just tell you. It doesn't even mean to be a sex habit. Just the word describes her. She's a corporate slut. She's whoring herself out of the corporations, period.
They've whored themselves out to the corporations. And you know what? The sad thing is they've turned capitalism into corporatism, and they're not the same. You can be a capitalist as a sole proprietor. And I'm sorry, my dog is having a field day with his bone down here in the studio next to me. I'm surprised he's not on the desk up here with me. But they bastardized capitalism and made it corporatism. And the sorry thing is it was never supposed to be that. But again, these people are demons. They've wordsmithed it and just twisted everything around so they can get away with the liability protection, which is what we see happening in hospitals with COVID. They have liability protection as long as you are following the rules of the for-profit CDC corporation saying put remdesivir and a ventilator on somebody. You will have a liability shield. We won't get you in trouble. No one can sue you. This is what corporations have done. They've protected the demons forever and ever. Got to stop.
Well, that's why we're coming after them. Operation Tomahawk has been our opening salvo on getting people to stop the consumer purchases of all their bullshit. Stop giving these killers your money.
Yeah.
We aligned with a multi-billion-dollar natural products company. We accomplished in 5.5 months, which typically takes about 12 to 15 years, because I taught people, look, this isn't about anything. It's not a great company. Everybody wants to be natural in their environment. It's not because there's a way to make money. I said, these are war fighters. These are battlefield soldiers that want to get in the fight for their country and save it from this criminal corporate empire that are poisoning us to death very slowly with our own permission. Here's their peer-reviewed placebo-blind controlled studies that they lay out there. These ingredients, these chemical names, kill organisms, all organisms. But over here's $1 trillion in advertising selling us on why we should buy this shit. And we buy it. We can look at it. We can read what they tell us, and we'll still put that in our bodies, on our babies' asses. Johnson & Johnson twice sued for asbestos and baby powder. This is insane. And what's even more insane is we continue – or people do. I don't – continue to participate. I'm just going to keep buying this shit. It's carcinogenic, toxins, neurotoxins. It's unbelievable to me, but they get away with it. They stop the wheel of karma from turning on them because they have our permission. People have got to wake up and stop giving their money to these killers. They're feeding the dragon. It's eating us, literally consuming us. Anyways, it baffles me.
Yep.
baffles me. But
I was reading today, Epoch Times had an awesome article, by the way, and I'm actually looking for it right now if I can even find it. It was on curcumin, on turmeric.
Okay.
And I think, turmeric itself treated 11 different diseases better than, you know, the statins out there or some anti-cancer drugs or diabetic drugs, whatever. I was blown away. And, of course, I take all this natural stuff. I'm all into it. I don't take, you know, prescription medicine and pharmaceuticals because I choose not to. And I can take natural stuff. And the more natural I am, the more detoxing I do, like chlorine dioxide. That stuff is unbelievable.
Oh, my God, yeah.
I mean, what it's done for me in terms of just detoxing my whole body and bringing energy back into my life. And this stuff's pennies on the dollar. This is exactly why, you know, Fauci and others did not want, hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin because it's pennies on the dollar compared to thousands of dollars for remdesivir and all the other crap that they pumped into people that killed people. So, again, the public-private partnership, the corporate evil, the fascism, it's all – this is what we're breaking down as a state national, which is why, you know, I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to talk to your audience because – people need to know this, and they need to act on it. You've been busy working with Russell Gould. I was supposed to see him last week. Unfortunately, he had to have a change of plan, so perhaps we'll connect at some other point in the future. But, you know, the state national organization has put together, you know, a lot of people are coming together to put a conference on in Dallas near you.
I know.
I think you're out of town that weekend.
Yeah. And what is the date on that?
We want to make sure.
Yeah.
It's the Reawaken Weekend. It's May 12th through the 14th. But
yes.
It's a phenomenal. It's called 1776live.us.
Right.
And they have, I mean, just listen to some of the stuff in terms of workshops. They're going to have the history of money, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Trusts, wills, and securities. How to get your freedom bundle. How to get your land patent. So if you own property, you don't have to worry about ever paying property taxes again because you're taking the actual land grant and you're going to take it out of the hands of the government. You're going to get learn how to do superior titles on everything, like your cars. All my cars, I have the superior manufacturer certificate of origin title. No longer is it titled in the state of Florida. I'm not giving them the title where they can actually hold my car. How to stay in honor with the IRS. How to stop paying income taxes, because free people don't pay income tax. Only corporations do.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why they had to turn you into a corporation, Scott,
mm-hmm.
so that you would be part of the 16th Amendment and pay your taxes. And that's why they had to make you U.S. citizens, so you would fall under their jurisdiction. That's why they have zip codes, so everything becomes a federalized territory, so you're in that jurisdiction. There's just so much to learn. But once you understand the premise of it all, how they stole your sovereignty but 1868 U.S. citizen, this stuff's like super. I'm addicted to it because I'm learning the history that I didn't know.
Yeah.
You know? It's
yeah.
very cool.
I have another quick story on my friend who was telling me about the mortgage, he said, even a friend of his was just in court recently, and he's sitting back, right? He's sitting back like this. Judge comes in, all rise. Everybody stands up. He's still sitting there, all rise. He's just sitting there, and then they start. He goes, I'm not standing for you. I don't stand under you, right? Come down off the bench, take your robe off. So this thing obviously breaks out. The judge is pissed. He's yelling at him, and all this stuff's going on. This dude refuses, right? So the judge leaves the courtroom, tells the bailiff to drag his ass out. So they physically drag his ass out. And where'd they take him? They took him back into judge's quarters for a private meeting. He's like, how do you know all this? After they have this conversation, the judge says, look, we're going to hold you here for 10 to 15 minutes, and you just slip out the back door. Why? Because he doesn't want the people sitting there waiting for their cases to come out and realize, holy shit. I don't have to listen to this clown, right? And who's involved? In the county I'm talking about, my friend informed me of two of these judges involved in trafficking. No shit. That's these people are that are sitting on these benches and they're making shit tons of money.
That's right.
Because they're part of the whole trafficking machine, child sex trafficking. I'm not saying every judge, mind you. It's just like everybody that works for big pharma hospitals, whatever. I have a love affair with trauma centers and trauma ER doctors and trauma nurses because they've been unbelievable in my scope of life and healing and all those things. So I'm not talking about that side. I'm talking about those that knowingly are doing what they're doing. So that just goes to show you that when you now can show them you have what? Knowledge. You have status, standing, character. There's nothing they can do because they have to abide within the constructs of their quote-unquote legal system, statutory bullshit. They cannot violate their own statutory bullshit, right? And we show them that it doesn't apply to you as a sovereign or a state national or whatever, there's nothing they can do. Now, what they will do, sometimes they put people in jail and they, you know, they'll keep them there because there's like, you got 29 days. They trespass against us, right? And if you don't sign anything, right? They want a signature. Just sign here. We'll let you out. I ain't signing shit, right? You're not agreeing to play their game. You know, their straw man nonsense. So we got like 6.5 minutes. Let's talk about you're going to be at that. Are you going to be at that event in Dallas?
Yes.
Okay.
I will be at the event in Dallas Friday night. We're going to have, I believe, a little reception. I'm speaking on Friday as well. I think it's Friday night is our reception. So I'll be speaking on Friday called "Sparking the Fire of Freedom." Mm-hmm. And you know, I just am so excited to help this conference. Originally, I wasn't even going to be able to attend because my daughter's graduation's that weekend. But she goes to school in Boulder, and there's shootings every day because, of course, the Nimrods there decided to defund the police. So they're wondering, why is crime all over the place? I mean, I went to school in Boulder. We didn't have crime. I mean, you know, you had unfortunate date rape or something stupid like that, which was, you know, not a good thing. But you didn't have shootings every other day. They have shootings there regularly, and I'm not talking like a couple of pistols. I'm talking people walking around the hill with AR-15s. Like, what the hell is that?
Really?
This is what's going on in Boulder, Colorado, thanks to the morons to defund the police. I mean, then they wonder why people are getting shot. So she said, Mom, I don't really want to go to my graduation, even though she's graduating, you know, with honors and an incredible degree. So she wants to come home. I mean, that's how disgusted she is with the whole thing.
Wow.
That and the fact that, you know, she's got girls that are still crying over the fact that Hillary, you know, didn't win her election in 2016. She's sort of done with the whole thing. So that freed me up to come to Texas and do this, which I think is pretty important. Because this is how we save our country. This is how, it's not going to be Donald Trump, who we all love, and we're all disgusted with what's going on. But it's not going to be the man. It's we, the people, together, rising up and taking back our country, governing ourselves as our founding fathers intended. It's our civic duty. It's our duty, and our we have to do this. So read your Declaration of Independence, folks. It tells you right in there what you're supposed to do. Butter and stir, alter or abolish. We are at that point where we're going to alter and we're going to start over with what we were supposed to be doing from the very beginning that we gave away in 1868. We're going to go right back to vengeance. Retrolution.
Retrolution. Yeah, look, they hear that. They hear it every time they turn on either this show or Patriot Street Fighter. It's the opening of everything to drive it home in their head, exactly what it means.
Right.
You know, we have the right, we have the duty to throw off such government and provide new guards for our future security. People are afraid to say, have always been afraid to say these things because goons would show up or whatever. But and I've said this to law enforcement, you're working for statutory criminals. And the fact of the matter is, at some point, when you have knowledge, you can say whatever you want about where you stand, it's my job, I need a paycheck, all that. When you have knowledge, one place that you cannot escape is the ethereal realm. You know, in this process of the ascension track you're on, don't think you get a free pass. Because that wheel of karma starts turning against you, and it's happening faster today. But these guys show up. Many of these guys are thug enforcers. I mean, look at the kid up there. What was Chase's last name? You know, one thing.
Chase Allen.
Yeah. So you have situations like that where they don't realize. Maybe they do realize what they did. It almost seems as if they knew what they were doing. And there was a reason why they wanted to, you know, bring that kind of offensive force to this kid, because he knows the score like you do. He's applying the score like you do. But it was an odd situation. I haven't figured it out yet.
Well, I spoke to his mom several weeks ago, and a lovely woman. I mean, just a lovely, lovely, lovely woman. And her son and she were very, very close. And he had a photographic memory, so he knew statutory code, law, rules, regs. He knew it all. And you're right, he was able to rattle it all off, and the cop was so dismissive and so disrespectful.
Yeah.
In fact, it has just now been announced who the police officers are. Their names have finally been released.
Good.
But there's still a bunch of videos and stuff that are still not released, and they're now doctoring videos out there. It's going to come out. It's going to come out that this does not look like it was a normal traffic stop, because who goes from a traffic stop over a license plate to a shootout in less than 3 minutes?
Yeah.
I mean, that's not normal.
Yeah.
That's just not normal. Particularly when you listen to this kid, he was very polite and respectful.
Mm-hmm.
His officers were not.
No.
At the end of the day, I think they definitely jumped the shark. But to me, it doesn't look like they were provoked. It looks like they were on a mission. But and I do think it's going to come out. So keep Diane and her family in prayer, Scott, because that was just a horrific thing. That was a lovely young man. He was 25 years old. I mean, I have a son that age. He was just, it's just unconscionable that that soul has been lost at this age over a traffic stop, for God's sakes, a license plate, because they don't understand what it means to be a state national, a protected political class by the State Department. It's all lawful. It's all in there. So, anyway.
Well,
appreciate you, Scott.
Oh, my pleasure.
You do such great work. You just hammer that tomahawk down every single day. You hammer these people. I love it.
You know, that tomahawk's so effective. I'm going to reach over here. I have people sending me stuff as they do all the time, and it's become such an iconic brand image that now people make this is a throwing axe that was made from a friend of mine, Jack Doner, up in Oregon. I met him up at the Reawaken Tour.
Okay.
So, oh yeah, this is a throwing axe. And I have, I don't know how many axes and hatchets, and I'll put his information down below, folks, in the description, because if you want, they've been doing this for a very long time, the Doner brothers, and making these throwing axes. So, yeah, I mean, this is one that I shave with in the morning. This is for the sharpest one I got. But it's become...
So, since we're sharing, I got this beautiful letter from victims... Victims All Warriors Few from a lovely gentleman, Lee Kelly. And he sent me this challenge coin, and it's Biological Wars of the 21st Century. Iron sharpens iron. One person can sharpen another. And it's a beautiful challenge coin that he sent.
Oh, freaking cool.
For Vic, I don't know if you can see it or if I'm too far.
No, we can see it perfectly.
Warriors. Okay, yeah. So he sent this to me. It's just a lovely gesture. And I was really honored, and I emailed him before I went live on the show with him, and I just wanted Lee to know that I wanted to publicly thank him, because, you know, it's people who reach out and do this sort of stuff, Scott,
yeah,
that helps me get up the next day and do it again and do it again and do it again, because, you know, we get blasted constantly, but I don't care about getting blasted.
Yeah.
Who cares? It tells us we're right.
I love that
giving
part.
Giving people the right information, make better choices.
Yeah, I just love that part. Identifies targets, I can start raining a shitstorm. Thank you, Lee Kelly. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a wrap. Ann Vandersteel, thanks for coming tonight. We'll be right back, folks. Got a couple minute break. Hi, Annie.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Join me at Revolution Radio, Studio B, at 11 a.m. on Saturday for Free Association, when we take a look at philosophy, spirituality, psychology, social issues, and geopolitics. It's every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Studio B. at freedomslips.com.
Transcending time and space, let us take you to the place inside your mind where thoughts divide and mysteries unwind. Join us every Monday evening right here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And you will catch the Fenton Perspective with our great host, Lorian Fenton. Come listen in as she shares her amazing stories from the past to present, along with all of her guest secrets to the future. That's the Fenton Perspective every Monday evening right here from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, only on Revolution Radio. Oh, and you don't need to expect us. We're already here.
For years and years to use passive resistance and loud voices to make a change. The time is over. Your governments around the world have no other goal than to decimate your entire existence at the hands of the bankers and the elites. The war is coming. And it's your choice to decide if you want to be a warrior or a victim. Denial is not a choice anymore. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet, not giving up. Revolution Radio. Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Ladies and gentlemen, Scott McKay coming back to you. My initial opening echo that we have every week after the break. I can never figure out that aspect of the technology, but you are listening to the Tipping Point Revolution Radio. Folks, this is the birthplace of Patriot Street Fighter. Just want to let you folks know that we do have a site you can jump on. Many people around the country say, I lost you after 37, 38 YouTube channels taken down. I can't find you. And this has been like for a year now. Like, how do people not know I'm on Rumble? It's like everything. In fact, American Media Periscope, of course, broadcasts for me. Live streams right to my Rumble channel. Yes, I know there's a whole bunch of Patriot Street Fighter Rumble channels. Mine is the one that has the most subscribers. It's somewhere closing in on 230,000. So when you find that, that's me. Telegram channel, same thing. I know there's impersonators. The one that has the most, it might be, I don't know, maybe 124,000. We had about 200, but I've thrown off about 75,000 people off Telegram. Most people can't understand that, but I don't tolerate any nonsense. You have the energy frequency of the battle for humanity. If you don't, stay out of my house, because I'm the one place that said I'm not looking for followers. I'm looking for fighters. Don't subscribe if you're coming in to be a rabble rouser, because you're going to get the treatment that people really don't like to get, although the audience loves watching it dished out. Also, so PatriotStreetFighter.com is where all things Patriot Street Fighter. As I said, the next time I'll be speaking won't be until mid-May, and that's going to be at the Reawaken America Tour. People ask me all the time, too, are you going to the Reawaken Tour? I'm getting, Why do people ask me that? I've been a key speaker on that from the very first day we started this. How can you guys not know this? So, but if you do want to get to the Rumble channel, it's easy. It's really easy. Go to Rumble, type in Patriot Street Fighter, two words, not three, Patriot Street Fighter. Find it. It's easy. If you can't find it easy that easily, just go to PSF Rumble for Patriot Street Fighter. It's still two words, PSF, Papa Sierra Foxtrot, Rumble.com. That lands you right on that, and that's where you see all of our work. That is not on American Media Periscope. This is, of course, everything is, but they put it out to 25 other platforms, but mainly people find me on that Rumble channel. We have a great, again, a guest. I'm bringing in the Divine Feminine Firepower tonight with Ann Vanderseel and now Rebecca Walser. I just happened to catch Rebecca. We've spent no time together yet. And I like it that way because when I bring somebody on a program, I want the audience to learn about them as I am, because if they tell me things in person and we jump on the show, it never gets repeated. And I want to make sure you don't miss anything. So as she's known, she's a top 100 U.S. advisor, tax attorney, wealth strategist, certified financial planner, number one best-selling author for Wealth Unbroken, Growing Wealth Uninterrupted by Market Crashes, Taxes, and Even Death. She has been featured in the Wall Street Journal, Bloomberg, Fox News, ABC, NBC, Yahoo Finance, and Fox Business, along with familiar conservative and alternative media outlets like Brighteon TV and War Room. She hit the big time tonight because now she's on the Tipping Point on here, Revolution Radio with Patriot Street Fighter. Let's welcome Rebecca into this program. Oh, no. Maybe Rebecca. Oh, there she is. Thank goodness. Sometimes somebody messes up a link or something. I'm like, I don't mess up links once in a great while. Glad you're here. Rebecca, pleasure to have you. You've had a hell of a career. Like, man, like, how do you find time to do anything else?
I love it. It's my passion. I love it, Scott. So it's a lot of fun. So thank you for having me. I'm really excited to be with your audience. And I love the work you do. I know you're a patriot. Truly, I followed you on the tour with Michael Flynn. So really amazed at your work.
Yeah, well, I can tell you, I'm in a company of great people. A lot of people have different opinions about General Flynn. I certainly think he's iconic. I think a lot of things that are going to become known on exactly who General Flynn is in this battle is going to be probably stupefying to many people. But, yeah, truly, quite honestly, being a speaker on that tour is far above my pay grade. I'm not sure how I'm still there, but so far, they seem to keep me there. But so with you, I came into the show yesterday, AGM with Sasha Stone and Scotty a bit late, and the normal, I've been traveling, but, I didn't get a chance to hear all of your dialogue, but it took me about 2 minutes and like, holy crap, I've got to bring you on. And some of the things you were talking about, I believe were, correct me if I'm wrong, CCP related, gives kind of a scope of something with a CCP infiltration.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Can we jump on that, what you were talking about, maybe even repeat some of that? Because I want to hear it myself. I'm going to leave this kind of an open mic on you. So let's talk about what that information was about.
Yeah, so I think what I was talking about is my career. Obviously, I've been in traditional corporate finance. So I started off as a financial consultant with Pricewaterhouse, went through the merger with Coopers and Lybrand, and did a lot of financial consulting, which led into sort of technology, so the financial technology space. And that really led me into law, believe it or not. And I became a lawyer along the way. Mm-hmm. And then I became a tax lawyer. And then in my tax work, I opened my own practice and really started to see a lot of changes. I remember 7 years ago doing a radio program on a local little Tampa channel AM station that no one could probably hear. But I was like, you know, I'm seeing a lot of parallels between America now and Rome when Rome self-imploded. Mm-hmm. And so I started to get a sense that I needed to understand a little bit more about what's going on globally. So I just finished my global MBA from a consortium program of basically the Lenin School of Economics, New York University, and something called Enchanté, which is one of the, it's actually the top rated business school in all of Europe, based in Paris. So I just graduated with that degree last year, and it's really just expanded my C-suite network of executives across the world, where I can get data that isn't so filtered in the U.S. space. The media is, I don't have to tell you or your audience the status of the mainstream media in the United States, of which I participate in on a weekly basis. You know, I'm there, and I walk a very thin, you know, fine line between trying to still be in having a wealth management practice as a tax lawyer, as a wealth strategist in this crazy time, yet understand and go into the channels I've gone down in the last 3 years. Really, starting in March of 2020, I knew something was not right, something was off. And it led me as a lawyer, as a researcher, as someone who is very multidisciplinary, to go down really deep channels and start to really try to find the truth. And that, plus the global education, the global connections, has really just led me to weave this sort of global economic, mathematical, commodity, currency-related picture that involves a lot of geopolitics that's completely outside of my wheelhouse. And even though I know a lot about it, it's not my expertise. But everything, people need to understand that this is a very unique time where everything is interconnected. And when I say study everything is interconnected, I literally mean it is all interconnected. What's happening at the World Health Organization with the revised international health regulations, along with the pandemic treaty, that is coordinated with the United Nations and the World Economic Forum for exactly this time. All of these things that are happening with the chemical fires and the warehouses that are exploding and all of the train derailments, mm-hmm. not only a U.S.-based phenomenon, but it's happening also in Europe and other parts of the world. You know, the idea here is to basically get the soil and the water contaminated in such a way that you're able for the EPA to come in and condemn the property as unlivable, not human able to sustain human life. And then you're going to have something called eminent domain, where the government comes along and says, your property's condemned, we're going to buy it from you, we have to give you fair market value. But fair market value of condemned property is not anything that these people are expecting. And then now you're moving because you're no longer able to be, this is how they get us into move into 15-minute smart cities, where they can cut off our access to leave beyond. You can't travel outside of your World Economic Forum 15-minute smart city without a travel pass. This is where they introduce digital IDs, central bank digital currency, and we're moved from one system at the end of a coordinated banking collapse of the beyond crisis to a new system of central bank digital currency, which will eventually morph into a one world global central bank digital currency.
So what do you see the greatest dangers are right now with this, the emergence of the, let's just say, the destructive side of our economic architecture? It's obviously coming apart. I think it's coming apart in two ways. I think I was on a Zoom with Sasha Stone, some of his people, some real white hats in this battle, who have been part of constructing the alternative financial system. I don't know where it all lands. I don't know what it is. I mean, I've heard, as you have, the new QFS, quantum financial system, is already up and running and all these things. But from what they're saying, that's not true. The white hats got control of the entire financial system for a period of about 3 years and lost it in 2020, because it's always these people finding, back doors and trap doors and whatever to get through. But what they're doing now is, in the financial system that they are constructing, is compartmentalized components. So that way, if they are able to infiltrate and take out one component, the entire architecture doesn't come down. They're putting this together. So I'm wondering, one of the things they said to me, they said SVB and Credit Suisse, those were black hat operations, so they could sort of gauge how quickly people are going to make a run on these banks. I've listened to Juan O'Savin say this recently. I didn't hear him. Somebody told me, General Flynn. Same thing, folks, don't make a run on the banks, right? Even though we have these things happening, and I'm thinking, doesn't matter who asks questions or makes statements like that, even if they're people I truly trust, I'm like, wait a minute, like what is that about? Because I'm thinking the opposite, and I'm like, good guy, bad guy. I need to make sure, because we never know who's who. So I'm glad I got a chance to hear it from these people. Because they want their system to collapse, as you know, no problem. Here's our white horses. Here we come. CBDC on their hats, right? We got you. That's what they're trying to do, obviously. Mm-hmm. I believe also, you have the white hats on the other side that are trying to collapse it too. You've got Operation Sandman, 100 nations signing on, no more petrodollar. all of this to bring this thing down. People think, why would they take down our U.S. dollar? It's so important. No, it isn't. It's a fiat trap. So here I am cheerleading for that to end, but it's got to be done so there's a transition, a bridge built between these systems so this bridge can be walked over and controlled so it doesn't. People think it's going to come down and it's the apocalypse. It can't be. They're not going to let that happen, because if there's an apocalyptic event to bring it down, what are they going to do? Take years to architect something else? It doesn't make sense. So people need to, I wouldn't say stay calm, but understand it's a play-by-play war. It's a process till somebody gets ultimate control, and then out come the guillotines for the other guys, which would be real fun. But from your point of view, how do you see the landscape of this whole financial system based on what you see on the geopolitical framework?
I mean, what I see, what the analysis shows now, the economic analysis, is it really shows that the Federal Reserve has moved so quickly, intentionally so, and they certainly, you know, said under the guise of, you know, inflation and fighting inflation, and so they certainly had the cover they needed, right? They said for the first 2021, it's transitory, it'll pass, and then that didn't work out. So now they have this really big cover. It's almost looking back in hindsight, like, interesting. They made this really big cover for themselves so that they could really go aggressively, bam, 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 bam. I mean, literally 9 hikes in a row, you know, 7 last year, 2 this year. And so you start to say, nothing of this magnitude has ever happened before in the history of recorded math that we have, banking history that we have. And you know, Scott, the thing is that if you look at all of the existing debt that was in existence that was issued 2008, 2009, when we basically kind of went to low to zero 25 basis point interest rates, and the cost of capital stayed so low, we call it lower for longer. We had these extremely low rates for so long. When you have that much of a system, if you look at 30-year bonds, you know, you're looking at 15 years, you know, that we're talking about here. So that's half of the life of a bond duration. So you're buying 30-year bonds for the last 15 years that are all in the next to zero interest rate range. And then at the 15-year mark, you say, pedal to the metal, we're taking off in a Tesla that can take off to 0 to 60 in like a second, you know, the Plaid or whatever. That is impossible for liquidity purposes, because people are going to leave wherever they have their money, and they're going to go into these much higher rates. So you're going to have a complete liquidity freeze up of capital that exists in banking accounts because they're doing all these other things. But then the other thing that's happening is that you have the Federal Reserve that has $8.4 trillion of bonds on their balance sheet at these less to nothing rates, yet they're paying out now in their money market, you know, overnight lending over 4%. So they're actually for the first time ever operating with a negative operating situation. So this is completely unsustainable. But if anyone, any economist, any bank analyst had sat down, they would have been able to figure this out in like literally 2 hours, that this is going to create, in fact, a liquidity crisis. Because, you know, as your audience I'm sure is aware, our banking system is by default an insolvent system, because we use the fractional reserve system. So not every dollar that you deposit is actually held. It's only fractionally held as a reserve, and the rest is the money multiplier, and it creates the money supply system that we use and we leverage all the time. So if people start to think that this is insolvent, I'm going to go take out, that very action of them doing that will actually lead to the insolvency and the house of cards coming down, because it is an insolvent system. Mm-hmm. It's just that most people trust it because of all of the insurance and backups and guarantees. And that's where we have to start to worry, because we do not have a small problem here. The banking problem right now, the market thinks it's stymied. It's not. We have a liquidity crisis. It is staring us in the face. Mm-hmm. And it just is one little economic whisper, Scott, that comes across. Like, you know, you saw gold today, intraday over 2,000 an ounce. It didn't close that high, but that's because OPEC is cutting. You know, the commodities are going up. Mm-hmm. So to answer your question in a very long-winded sort of way, we are, in my opinion, at the end of the global fiat system. Naturally, we basically ended the situation in two ways. when we backfilled the investment banks in 2019 to the tune of $11 trillion. We basically quietly bailed out the investment banks. Nobody really talks about that. It happened. And then all of a sudden, less than 6 months later, Scott, we had coronavirus March of 2020, which then required a massive amount of stimulus because we, for the first time ever, shut down the economy. It's almost like we had a pandemic come along to obfuscate the fact that we had an investment banking crisis happening. So all of these things are related. Now we stimulated too much too fast, not just us, but the whole world. And we have gotten ourselves into a snowball effect that the Fed and central banks stopped and dried up like this, immediately, instantaneously creating a liquidity freeze out. And that's where you start to get the end of a system.
So given that, we know this is a, there's a command and control structure that is the overlord of this country. Most people think it emanates out of Washington, D.C. It never has. So we now know that the CCP is the basically the power structure that is, they formed the new axis in Asia, with China being the leading the charge of this acquisition of the human soul worldwide, and trying to bring in, usher in their entire global satanic realm, you know, which means wiping a whole lot of us out. It's astonishing because most people don't understand. It's astonishing to me that they can't see. It doesn't matter. Like when I talk about these Khazarian mobsters, this Khazarian mafia, look, it doesn't matter if they're not Khazarian. I mean, the bloodlines are right into the Asian, you know, regions and all the regions of the world, because these nomadic killers bred their way in, infiltrated their way into power, the central banks of Europe, royal families, you name it. So now, for whatever reason, I mean, I have an idea why that became the axis in transporting all of our industry, like under H.W. Bush, right into Asia and start, you know, outsourcing everything. So now we've got this dragon at our doorstep, the CCP, and it's so blatant that even there's a Chinese, one of these guys coming off the plane that when Biden was, you know, getting off the plane, that he had to hitch a ride on because nobody would use Air Force One to bring him in during his state funeral process, because it wasn't an inaugural process. The military doesn't conduct them that way. They did that for Trump on his way out of town for commander in chief, the official, but they gave this clown a five gun state funeral type of salute. So here he is surrounded by this stuff. It's right in our faces. Are they, or do they have this much control, the CCP, or are the white hats helping them craft their own demise in what's happening here? Really curious about that. I vacillate. You know, after looking at all the military intel for a couple of years and watching this play out, most of the time I'm like, man, I don't know what's going on. I mean, I just know it's the greatest show on earth, and I know what the outcome is going to be, but what's really going on here?
Yeah, this is where I get into speculation, and you have to understand, Scott, I am a lawyer, so like if I am not sure about things, I have facts and data always to back up what I say, and if I'm not sure, I definitely give disclaimers because, you know, this is definitely speculative.
Right.
You know, what I gather from all the channels that I'm exposed to and that I know of, there's actually multiple groups that would be working together to consolidate, to destroy humanity. Like, literally, we know that they're super elites want less than $2 billion to run the machine, and everybody else is superfluous. You know, the term has been leveraged as an economic term, useless either, which basically just means that it's the people that no longer generate economic GDP. They don't contribute to GDP, but they're still taking because they still have to eat and breathe and live, and that requires food and shelter and clothing, and so they still are a net economic cost, but provide no economic benefit. This is where this term comes from. It's more of an economic term. It's a terrible term. I don't agree with it, obviously. I, the value of a human life is not in their economic GDP contribution. But what I understand from everything that I'm a privy to is that there are multiple super elitist groups that have coordinated and consolidated through NGOs, through charitable groups, through obviously, you know, World Economic Forum obviously is a front group for a lot of other groups. A lot of these power brokers go through all kinds of massive political channels. It's all money laundered. It's all human trafficking. It's all drug related. Obviously, human trafficking being the largest now, surpassing the drug trade, literally for how much illicit revenue is being generated globally. All of this is coordinated through government puppeteers, and the CCP, you know, is a group that is a part of that. However, there's also indications, as you're very well aware, of Xi being in some kind of alliance with Putin and working behind the scenes with Trump and all of these military situations. So, you know, for me, this is where my expertise ended, and that was all just panels that I digest information through that are verifiable information. But so I don't know. I think that the players that will eventually, I think, will be shocked by some of the people we think are great players that aren't, and some of the players we think are bad players that actually are working quietly behind the scenes and maybe even looking like they're not doing what they should be doing, but they really are secretly are. And we have to have that, right? In order for this to actually work, you have to have people that are in those deep places that really are on the right side.
Yeah, and I think that's what makes it fascinating, you know, having some type of discernment that we're required to have for our own posterity as this human race of people that are on this spiritual track. My belief is that, I've said this for the last several years, the most important thing isn't that we win this battle. Of course it is. It's required. But it's this, obviously, this great awakening, this spiritual leap that we have to take as a human species. Because if we don't, we miss the window. It's this evolutionary cyclical window, and it's here, and it's opening, whatever you call it, the usher of the age of Aquarius, all the descriptive terms that different societies have, from back to the time they put this stuff on cave walls 75,000 years ago, you can put it all together, and you can see this perfect story that's going to play out prophetically in our existence based on many things, quantum physics, metaphysical, whatever. So, given the fact that everybody's now impatient, everybody wants this thing done, I'm constantly trying to get people to say, look, first of all, how can you not be excited, number one, because finally humanity is moving against the satanic power structure, right? People are standing up, courage is just exploding everywhere from the sometimes the least likely. The next thing is that why would you want to end this thing so fast and get it over with? We miss the experience, right, of so many things because we're too busy trying to get there, right? So you know how it is. You hit your next mark, you get there, you got like whatever academic accomplishments, professional, and you're like, this ain't all that. I got to go do more, right? It's like we never stop, look back, we never smell the roses. So with this, I'm just saying, folks, look, if you're not thinking about how we rebuild Eden right now, you're missing the whole point. Right. You're missing that we have to start thinking differently as a species, because not everybody's going to make this spiritual leap. This time, in my opinion, is basically the beating we've been deserving for a long time. So much discomfort to make us then say, this really sucks. How did we get here? Like, what do we do now? And we actually start to think again, in my opinion. So that's why I can't land on where exactly these guys are taking us. Are there such thing as these guys? You know, what's this battlefield looking like? And how does obviously, you said that, you know, the magic phrase, Xi, Putin, and Trump behind the scenes orchestrating this trifecta, playing out a movie script, a Broadway play, so we're all, you know, tuned into the evolution of it. Making it dramatic in ways so the sensationalist side of us wants to, you know, get connected emotionally, whatever they have to do to wake us up. But my audience is tired of hearing my viewpoint in that perspective, so we want to hear what yours is. How do you see it in that spiritual side?
Yeah, I'll tell you, from a spiritual side, I can tell you it's a big 3-year journey for me, Scott, personally. Like, I got to a place where I was like, you know what, all of the 4 college degrees, all of the experience, all of that I've accomplished, everything, it just, none of it matters. Like, I was ready to give it all up, start from scratch, whatever the new thing is, let's bring it on, let's get it done. You know, I was really there for the last, I'd say, you know, last 3 years, but really the last 18 months, really. And I got to a point that it was really almost unhealthy. I'm sure that you know exactly what I'm talking about.
We all do it.
And I said, you know what? Exactly. I said, when the clock turns to 2023, even if we're still in the same thing, I just have to get back into life, start making some plans again, just because, you know, you can get into a complete dark system. Let me not blame anything because everything's about to change.
Right.
And, you know, it is. It truly is about to change. You can look back and say, my gosh, from the point think that this was sort of a realization to me to this day. It has been just a little bit of time. And we look back 10 years now, we're like, man, that happened so fast. Mm-hmm. So it seems really, really slow right now. But when you understand the depth and the breadth of how big all of this is, and you will not understand that until we're on the other side of this and all of this disclosures have been made. When all of the public disclosures have been made, then I am assuring everybody that we will understand why we have had so long of a time and so God awful many delays. We will get those answers on the other side of this. And so what I'm going to say economically is the economic time frame does not allow for much beyond this year. We've got some massive changes coming up in the summer where all of our dollar-denominated global debt instruments have to go from what we call LIBOR, London and Bank Offer Rate, to the new SOFR. That's a $1 trillion liquidity transactional event. We have Fed now that went live today. It is live. It is active. It will not be operational until July 1, but it is live as of today. That's our central bank digital platform for the United States. We have the Tri-Federal Commission basically coming out after the Memorandum of Understanding that was executed in March of last year, where it said that the United Nations and the World Economic Forum agreed to move Agenda 2030 to 2023, and the Trilateral Commission stating that this is the first year of the New World Order. We had the World Summit, the World Government Summit last month in February, 2 months ago now, stating that in order to move and execute forward to the New World Order, we will have to have a systemic credit event. So all of these things have aligned for 2023, and that's where we're seeing the data that we will not get out of 2023 with this sovereign debt crisis, with this liquidity crisis that we have now has been created by central bank policy in the last 18 months.
Well, one good, and I know you got to exit, we're about a minute and a half past your exit time. You stay as long as you want, and I'll fight to keep you here, but yeah. I want to be respectful of your time, but The simple reality is this.
I'm happy to join you anytime.
Well, we will do it again, but certainly I did hear from these people that are part of the financial system that the CBDC is coming in, that the central banking, their new operation is coming in. But he said it is going to be here, but it's going to just drift away. Whatever that time frame is, it's as if it's going to make its push. But inevitably will not last. It is not going to survive us, basically. So hopefully that's all true. It's a it's kind of a bright spot in that information. But we will certainly have you back on again, Miss Rebecca. I mean, we haven't even opened the book on what's in your brain. We want to get to that, more of that, because it'd be exciting for the audience. So thank you so much for taking the time. Much love to you. Thanks for being on the battlefield for us.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Okay, sweetheart. Have a great night. Ladies and gentlemen, as I said before, the battlefield is loaded with women. Women have come to the fight. They're at the front lines. They have been. I used to chuckle early on in Patriot Street Fighter, especially. 80% of our audience was women. That's the best thing that ever happened to me. You know why? Because then I could call out the men, like, UMTPs, where the hell are you? You guys have your women out here fighting this battle? And I'm like, well, that's okay, because they're a more vicious species and creature, get near one of their children if you're any threat, or cheat on them, whatever you do that turns them in to that ruthless cyborg. Man, don't piss them off, because it's going to be a bad day for anybody within reach. I know that. I've got four sisters. I grew up in a household of five women. My dad was away working a lot. So I'm very proud of the women in this country, because they have ignited the firestorm of we the people getting into this fight in ways we never imagined. But so we're going to have a little fun here tonight. I'm going to look in two different places. We're going to do a bit of a question answer here tonight. Spend the rest of the time just hanging out with you folks. And I'm going to look over on two different platforms. So bear with me for 1 second. Got to get into revolution.radio, their chat room. Hopefully I can get in there, because I know for a long time I haven't had the time to go in. So a lot of folks are in there. If I can get in that chat room, then we can pull up some of the folks in there, aside from AMP over here on Rumble. Let me see if I remember how to get in here. Bear with me for 1 second. Somebody could probably send me something from Revolution Radio over there so I could find... There we are, chat room. Here we go. Looking. Let me see if there's any way... .org. I'm not sure. I think I'm in a chat room. I'm not really sure. So is 2034. That would be 34. If anybody, if May ST139 is in the, I got to sign in. Let me see if there's a sign in here for me. And if not, let's see what happens. I am going to jump over to you folks on Rumble for sure. See if I can sign in here. Sign in with email address. Let's try that. S-T-O-T-T. It's got at TTP Radio. And, God, I have no idea what that password might be. It's been a long time. We'll try, though. So, okay, let's see. When are you coming back to Utah? I will be in Salt Lake City on give me a second to think. The 29th is a Saturday. The following Wednesday, I believe, is the 4th and the 5th. I'll be in Salt Lake City. However, it's an Operation Tomahawk-related event, so I'll be inside a conference for quite from morning to night for a couple days. Then when I leave there, I have to get back to Dallas fast because we got to start getting the equipment moving towards Miami for the Reawaken America Tour event. Dragon Lady holding the fork in line in North Carolina. Of course you are. awesome. Let me see what might be in here. All right. Anybody have question? My analysis. How will Tuesday go for POTUS? I have no idea, folks. I was asked. We were filming part two of Capital Punishment that Nick Searcy and Chris Bergard produced from all the information that they had received or they had filmed when they were in Washington on January 6th. They created Capital Punishment, the movie, and it was a big investment, and they never recouped it because the site was attacked many times. They tried to stop that from coming out. FBI harassing Chris Bergard, him on his ranch over here in Texas. By the way, some of those clowns were at the event, infiltrators at the event, at Dave Scarlett's event. They're always infiltrating. These are rogue elements of the FBI. Or different agencies, whatever. But so we were filming there on Friday, and I now, because I rambled a minute here, I forgot the point that I was going to make on that, why I brought that up. As you know, how it goes here on my analysis. So they had asked me what I thought about Trump's indictment. I said, right on time. I mean, absolutely right on time. Look, the fact of the matter is they're not going to succeed ultimately. We know that. Look, I wouldn't be surprised if this is an engineered indictment by the White Hats, because if it is now fair to audit and go after the tax records and steal them from a sitting president or former president, guess who else is now in play for that bullshit? You bet. The rest of the scumbags that happen to be alive right now, or at least in our minds, Michael and his husband Barack, obviously, be targeted. So will the Bushes. Also, well, the Clintons, obviously, it goes without saying. So now it's going to be only fair and viable to find out where all their money's coming from, where it's gone. As far as being indicted, another former president being indicted, guess what? It sets the stage now for all these people who need to be rolled up, rounded up, and heads removed from their shoulders. And I don't say that rhetorically. These are criminals who have murdered a lot of people around the world, innocent people from other nations, and including here, that justice has to be served, and we know that it's going to come sooner or later. but I really don't know. Again, I'm kind of just watching this thing play out to see how it plays out. My analysis will be, what's the next step that Trump's going to make? Look, you can't even get to his financial guy because he's in Rikers Island. It's another corrupt place. Can't even get access to the guy to provide whatever information or maybe documents that may be placed somewhere where there's access to bring them into discovery. Who knows? But at the end of the day, I think just the fact that they made this move, it shows you that we're right on schedule. They are this afraid that they have got to do whatever it takes to take this guy down and find a way to. Now, they're not going to get him in a prison cell if there is an indictment or an arrest, which I'd be stunned if there was. But I was informed that it may be more like a house arrest. Big deal. Doesn't make a difference. It's still an arrest. And then we see where we go from here. But there has to be a way, in my opinion, a reason to trigger America to say this is not going to happen. We're not allowing this bullshit to go forward. Or number two, have Trump in a position where he's not able to be blamed for things that are going to come, specifically the breakdown of the financial system. If Trump was in power and they brought it down, whose fault is it? Everybody, the walking dead are going to believe that it's Trump's fault. Unfortunately, that's what we have to deal with here. So we have to make sure that all the things that go wrong and go bad happen on the watch of the criminals that happen to be occupying the White House now as we speak. So that's my idea. Scott, okay, let me roll down through here. I need you to sign my tomahawk here in Utah. Well, if you want to arrange to meet me at my hotel in Utah, then when I'm there on the 4th and 5th, I'll be there in the 3rd too. Send me an email to patriotstreetfighter@gmail.com. Let me know. I'll tell you when you can pop in, and I'll definitely sign your tomahawk. Let's see. Cruising through here. Yeah, Trump is apparently supposed to address tomorrow night. Okay. Any other questions here? Denver Rally. Oh, yes, I do have the challenge coins from NORAD and Space Force. Watcher 80. And I got a lot of challenge coins. I've been gathering so many of these things. It's awesome because they're going to have their own special case, lit up case, glass case, when we get the Patriot Street Fighter Museum built. Other questions here. X22 has a recent video close to what Scott's touching on. Interesting. Yeah, that means that Dave over at X22 must be a pretty sharp guy if he's agreeing with me. I'll tell you this. I think Dave at X22 has been the main staple of information for all of us out here for years now. Always doing an amazing job and kind of lining this up in a way that people can see it from the bright side. Okay, first arrest will shock the world. Yeah, I mean, the first arrest will shock the world. And I wondered in the past if that first arrest that our 17 back channel, for those of you out there in the YouTube world, QAnon, there's no such thing as a QAnon. Q is the operation, the military intelligence operation that kicked the Great Awakening in high gear. See what else. They don't hold Trump in custody. You need security at all times. Well, let me tell you something. From what I understand is if that happens, that Trump doesn't have much to worry about because ultimately there is a battle inside the military apparatus. There are scumbags. It's hard to believe because we hold the military. We still do in such high regard. It's hard to believe there would be criminals that actually side, you know, with this global satanic power structure. It blows my mind. I could never believe that would even be possible. But the simple fact is that as they've infiltrated everything that there is, you're always going to have people that are going to move against what's good for humanity. As I've learned over time, I talked about the secret space programs, the things that they've been involved in, what they've done. You've got the Air Force has their program, which is Dark Fleet, and it operates pretty much like the Empire does on Star Wars. They're that kind of oppositional fleet. Of course, there are humans interacting, as I've been told, with the reptilian non-terrestrial creatures that have gotten control of this planet. And then you have Navy's program, Secret Space Program, Solar Warden, as we learned from, I think it was Corey, said that it's more of a research vessel, research operation. And as we know, over the period of time, of course, you have the military-industrial complex. They have their programs operating off planet, as does this international corporate conglomerate. They have theirs. I suspect the clowns in America have theirs because they've siphoned off so much money over so many years from all of us to fund and finance building these underground installations. You're talking whole cities. I actually met a guy here in Dallas. Really great patriot. He was a tunnel rat in Vietnam. He's a total badass in his 70s. And his brother was one of these drivers that drove through the tunnels that you entered in Arkansas. You'd come out in Canada, a super highway system underground, where he said he would pass through entire cities like we do on these interstates going around Dallas or wherever. There would be entire cities he would pass through, just like it's above ground, on his way to where he was going. That's what he told his brother. His brother, who I was designing a solar system for him at the time. And he was telling me, I wished I believed my brother back then, because he didn't believe him. He'd talk about, you know, where he would enter the side of the mountain, the entrance to this tunnel, and how he would, you know, be on these trucking runs. Just didn't believe him. And feels bad about it now, but just goes to show you that the further you go, the more validation you're getting from all this stuff that we're hearing. I personally, in my opinion, I'm personally excited about where we are right now. And I'm going to give you kind of a bigger picture here, because again, people that are so impatient, I really don't understand it. But I do, to a point where most people have not had their finger on the pulse of what's been going on in this country or the world until the last couple of years, those who have come awake since either Trump took power was elected, or a couple of years after that, when the Q operation began to disseminate all this information, that's when the awakening for many people started to happen, which I do understand. I have been at this for so long that I realize there's a certain harmony in the progression of how the world's governments are advancing their agendas, nefariously more so than I have ever could have imagined. I thought I knew everything. Not really, but I thought I had probably a more thorough perspective on the geopolitical structure and movement on the planet than virtually every single person serving in Congress. Those dimwits, they don't know shit. All they do when they get elected, especially the House, as soon as they get there, their job is full-time fundraising. That's what they do. They're full-time fundraisers. I know this from people that have been in there. That's their only job. They're fundraise for your next re-election. They just call them in to basically snap their fingers and tell them how to vote. That's how it is in D.C. But anyways, having seen this massive change, first of all, Trump announcing Trump winning, and him able to penetrate their machine and get elected, like, how can you draw any other conclusion that the world's changing in a massive way, where now Trump is actually speaking with Vladimir Putin, is handed the volleyball at that particular meeting in Helsinki that even the Air Force or the rogue CIA tried to stop when Trump was on that plane, Air Force One. And he was on his way there, and a rogue CIA submarine shot off a missile to try to bring down Air Force One. Luckily enough, they had F-16s. An F-16 attachment moving along with it that had weapons, anti-aircraft weapons, some secret technology that were able to bring those missiles, bring them down before they could strike. They didn't want him going there. They knew what was going on. You saw him beat the shit out of NATO, all those foreign leaders like Angela Merkel, Macron, all these other dipshits in East that are part of, you know, the whole Belgian crowd. And he beat the shit out of them, called them out. And then, of course, he goes and visits the Queen. And that was stunning to me, because I watched how disrespectful he was to the Queen. As he was walking in front of her, ahead of her, and looking at the Royal Guard, and it basically, to me, looked like, here's the highest ranking officer on deck at the time during a surrender, inspecting enemy troops, as they do. And that's what it looked like to me. Trump had cornered them, and they had recovered the gold. They had shut down the trafficking operations run by the Vatican. Major push worldwide. I mean, folks, this shit has never happened. Not only that, it's not only happened, ever happened. Nobody knew about it. We know about it. Now we know. You're learning. You're seeing evidence. Things are changing all over the world. You should be excited about what you see. Then we move into this election. Same thing. We are taught to see the worst in everything. We look at every scenario, every situation. This is a horrible thing. And that's why Patriot Street Fighters started, because people were freaking out after the election. And we decided to do a live stream, figure out how that would work, and to explain people what was happening here. So we have that. Now, what you found out was the best thing that happened to this country is that Trump and the white hat military stepped aside, let them carry out their criminal plan so the world can see it with their own eyes. World can see the Democrats are walking away from the party in power, the people in power. They've come to see what they've done. They've come to have to experience family members being murdered in the 21st century killing fields, the hospitals in this country. And that's not to say all those people are bad. I have family members that are nurses, PAs, they work in hospitals. They're great people, and they do what they're asked to do for the good of their patients, although some of them possibly are doing the wrong thing because their job is their priority. They're held to a standard of acquiescence, and they do that to keep their job. I don't understand it. I can't imagine anybody living with that knowledge and carrying it out, but again, that's what we're all here for, to experience this life in a way that's going to help our spiritual ascension, or it's not. Nobody's going to be able to claim ignorance once they know. Nobody's going to be able to claim I had to feed my family once they know. Not going to be able to claim that. The universe and the forces that make it move, they can't be violated. You can't go against it. Sooner or later, retribution's coming for people that took these measures and did bad things. Once again, this is what it took the Democrats, some of the fascists and communists to wake up, the kids that want communism. Look what's happening. Look what happened with Obama. Once none of the people that wanted free education could even get a job, all these college students in mass voted for them, they couldn't get a job. All this is part of the wake-up process, so it isn't a bad thing. It got people to see with their own eyes what's been going on in this country, not just since they woke up, but basically in its existence, as Ann Vandersteel said, since 1868. What they've been inflicting on us, folks, is hell on earth. So I would say be excited, because things are moving at a speed they can. And I can tell you from one of the drops, they told us that they would absolutely not make any moves until they could guarantee the safety of the American people. Now, that doesn't mean there's not going to be casualties, but as a whole, they're going to make sure that they're not going to be like a Saudi terrorist raid where a terrorist runs into a building and they drop the entire building to get the terrorist. That's how they work, or used to work. Anyway, so I can't say be patient and calm, because I know that's not going to work. But for me, it's the greatest show on earth. I just like watching it unfold, watching how people change from it. So let me see. I'm going to roll through here and see if I can see anything. Isn't it amazing how they pulled the con on us? Income tax, IRS, all this bullshit. Folks, it comes down to the point when people finally realize it, and they all just say, I'm done. It's over. Not going to comply. I'm not going to agree with your bullshit. I'm not going along anymore to this criminal empire's demand to basically work against my own survival. I'm not participating. If we all simply said, don't care, not doing it, right? Just like we did during COVID, just like I did through that period of time. And I have to tell you, there was points of uncertainty for me. I'm like, I wonder if I'm going to get hauled away. I wonder if cops are going to show up. They're going to take me to a jail. Are they going to find me? I wondered along the way. You know, people say that's courage. That's not courage. Courage is not moving in the absence of fear. It's moving in spite of fear. So I had my own concerns. I had some fears. But every time I did, I'm like, I don't give a shit. I am not backing up. I'm not going to allow these bastards to muzzle me. I can't allow myself to say okay for my own safety or because everybody else is doing it and I don't want the public to attack me. I didn't give a shit. As a principled human being, I am not going to acquiesce to this bullshit. Now think, folks. I mean, look how it worked. I mean, I got to go in stores, stay in stores. I'd have managers come over and like, look, I have an irrevocable national medical. They'd think, what is that? I don't care what they thought. I have an irrevocable national medical. What does that mean? I don't know. But if they say something stupid to me, like you need to have a mask on, then I'm going to reply with something stupid to them. I have a national irrevocable medical. And I walked away. Every time I walked away, they'd be like, oh, okay. They didn't do anything. They didn't know what to do. They didn't know what that meant. So, but the whole point, folks, is that this doesn't end until we stand up and say, I'm not going to put up with the bullshit. Many of you here are, if not all of you, you're here. So you are. Simple fact is, when the people who have been most oppressed finally fight back, or those who have gone along with the machine and find out they were lied to, those are going to be the most dangerous ones because they're going to be so pissed off that they made fools of themselves and everybody's laughing at them now. All right, I'm just going to roll through here and see if there's anything in here, any questions in here. Oh, talking about MMS. By the way, if I were you recommending MMS, which is Miracle Mineral Solution or chlorine dioxide, I would recommend using, I wouldn't recommend using citric acid. Because that stuff is horrible. I know I used chlorine dioxide 8 times a day for, I don't know, many months and, you know, some over the course of a year. That's what beat back the infection in my left leg that has all that metal from my toes clear to my spine. And it worked. But HCl, hydrochloric acid? I forget which, but I think it's a citric acid that tastes horrible. You can do better with I think it's hydrochloric acid. Anyways, look at Jim Humble's book. His book is called Miracle Mineral Solution. I forget. Anyhow, watch that. You can get it online. Ladies and gentlemen, we are out of time tonight. This is the Tipping Point Revolution Radio, 8 to 10 every week on Monday Eastern Time. Come back. See us next week. Much love to all of you. Patriot Street Fighter here. Broadcasting out.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Don't miss the Crip Rick and Jonathan Show every Saturday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Studio B, right here at Revolution Radio.
The journey begins to fun, health, and freedom.
This is the people's war. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it, then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We gotta stop them! They're gonna kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone, or human beings!
Time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart, that you can't take part, you can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to win the game to the people who run it, to the people who own it. And unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working.